Sulfides then, examples here, classic fool's gold on pyrite, or if we're looking at lead, the mineral galena. The carbonates, again, limestone is a rock, okay? We go to the mineral, and the mineral then is calcite. So it's got a regular crystalline form. We're looking at the these sort of materials that contain the carbonate anion. The dolomites then have the relationship of calcium and magnesium to the carbonate, whereas the calcite is just straight calcium alone. For the evaporite minerals, which are obtained then by evaporating down seawater, halite is sodium chloride, and fluorite is our calcium fluoride. When we evaporate down the seawater, you remember we precipitate out the different minerals and in a different order depending on their solubility. So gypsum was one that came out earlier on in the piece, so it's Na calcium sulfate. Looking at the structures, there's our pyrite, crystalline clearly, our calcite, nice white crystals, and our gypsum again as crystals. This was the one I talked about in first year that is the product that formed when we strip the sulfur dioxide out of coal, or we strip the flue gas, sulfur dioxide, out of the combustion of coal. Most of it's turned into gypsum and then stuck back down.